That's Wilson Pickett on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 747 Triple M. It's just about a quarter past seven. And yesterday, I had to put my Triple M mobile, that black Mitsubishi Triton, into the shop. It needed some work done, some T&C, tender love and care. And I started driving my white car around, and we've had it for years. Almost 15 years I've had this car. And I looked down at the odometer, and my car has done 316,000 Ks. And I was pretty chuffed at that. I thought that was pretty nifty, actually. And I wondered, do I have the car that's travelled the most Ks in Esperance? So I put the question out. How far, 13-27-10, that's the phone line, how far has your car travelled? Does it beat 316,097 Ks like my little white Mazda Astina? It probably has. I'm sure the farmers out here, there's been some people that have travelled some serious kilometres, have seen some serious things. But let me know, 13-27-10, I want to get you involved in the show this morning. Coming up very shortly, Elvis Costello and the Attractions. This song was originally a protest song about the situation in Ireland and blew up, became a pop sensation. It's
coming up. Sean for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
That's Elvis Costello and the Attractions on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 747 Triple M, just about 20 minutes past 7. The federal election has been called. May 18 is that date, only 5 weeks away, really. And we're asking a more important question. Has my white car, the one that I've had for almost 15, 16 years, has that done the most Ks in Esperance? It's done over 300,000 Ks. I'm asking the question to you this morning. Give me a call, 13-27-10. Which car has done the greatest amount of travelling? I've got Bridgie on the line now. Bridgie, my car, my little white Mazda Astina, has travelled 316,097 Ks. You reckon your whatever it is, your hunk of metal has done more than that?
Yeah, mate. I've got a Land Cruiser. It's done, 506,000.
506,000. That's unbelievable. So are you saying that the Land Cruiser is better than the Mazda Astina? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I think that's a bit proven, mate. A little bit proven.
In what way?
Oh, it's a Land Cruiser.
Okay. You've got a pretty good argument there. So over half a million Ks. So I guess what? From town, you're about 10 Ks round trip. So is that just 50,000 times to the servo and back to get a chocolate bar or something?
Nah, mate. I think the old bloke before me did a lot of trips up north, so... Yeah, it's done a lot of highway goes.
Yeah, right. And that's up north, sort of towards the Pilbara and everything?
Yeah. I think he went up the Broome a lot and stuff like that, and yeah, just loved it.
Yeah, I mean, that car, half a million Ks, that's seen a few things. What are you running there? Are you running a Triple M radio program, or are you more of an auxiliary cord dude, or what?
You want me to be honest, mate? Bit of a Triple J.
Oh, my goodness. The correct answer was Sean for Breakfast, and that's enough from you. Thanks for joining me on the program, Bridgie.
Too easy, mate.
There's only one triple station around here, and that's the Triple M's. If you think that your car has gone more than half a million Ks, that's gold position at the moment with Bridgie. I'm in silver with 316,097. Give me a call, 13-27-10. Nick Kershaw, we're approaching 7:30 and the latest news, including more election stuff. It's coming up.
Sean for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M. Across Esperance. Sean for Breakfast.
Feels good. And a good morning to you. Yes, it is a Thursday, and we're asking the question all of this morning. Whose car has done the most Ks in Esperance? I thought I'd done pretty well with 316,000. Bridgie, he had covered over half a million Ks. Don has called in, and Don, you want to take the top spot. How far has your car gone?
Yeah, I've done 600,000 and 800 and, about 50 Ks.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What are you driving there?
That's the Ford Maverick or GQ Nissan cab chassis ute.
Yeah, okay. And where are you driving that? You just don't mind a Sunday drive and you do it for about 12 hours each day? Or have you been all around Australia with that one?
Yeah, it's been everywhere, mate.
What's your favourite place in Australia that you've been to with that?
Bruny Island in Tasmania.
So you drove that across the ocean then?
No, obviously on a ferry, but...
that's phenomenal stuff. You must have a few really good memories with it. When you look at the car, does it give you a bit of nostalgia?
It certainly does, and I've just bought another vehicle to take a bit of pressure off it, actually. It's been a wonderful vehicle for me, never let me down, so, yeah.
It's brilliant. What's the new car?
It's Isuzu D-Max.
Oh, yeah. They're all right. But stick with the Ford, mate. It's done you good. Thanks for joining me this morning, Don.
Not a problem, Sean. Cheers.
Just when you think your car has gone the most Ks, two people call in and prove you wrong. This is the Eagles coming up next. Let's talk some footy. The Derby's approaching this Saturday. Who's going to win? A big out for the Dockers. We'll talk about it next.